Chapter 1. The Young King. Henry VIII became king in 1509, just before his 18th birthday. Young Henry was not prepared to be king. He became king only because his elder brother Arthur died at the age of 15. Soon after the coronation, Henry married his first wife, Catherine of Aragon, who was his brother Arthur's widow. Catherine was the only child of King Ferdinand of Spain. Spain was then a very powerful country. This marriage created a strong alliance between the two countries. Catherine was beautiful and intelligent, and Henry loved her. For almost 20 years, they were the perfect royal couple and were happy together. The new king looked like a hero. Henry was handsome and robust. He was 6 foot tall. At that time, most men were about 5 foot 4 inches tall. He had bright blue eyes and red hair. He also had a strong personality. The people of England liked King Henry. Young Henry was strong and full of energy. He loved playing tennis, riding horses and hunting. He hunted in the forest with hawks. He was a very skilled swordsman and loved mock fights called jousts. Henry was also a great scholar. He spoke English, French, Latin and Spanish. He studied ancient Greek, religious writings, mathematics and astronomy. He was an avid reader and encouraged others to read too. He loved music and played several instruments very well: the harp, the organ, the lute, and the virginals. He was a good singer and dancer, and also composed beautiful songs. We can still listen to some of his compositions. During this time, the Renaissance developed in England. King Henry was a patron of the arts. Writers, poets, painters, and musicians were all welcome at his court. The famous Dutch scholar Erasmus was Henry's friend. The young king was very busy with banquets, dancing, hunting, and sports. He decorated his castles and palaces with beautiful furniture and paintings. He wore expensive clothes and jewelry and was generous with his friends. Henry did not have much time to govern his country. One of his advisers began to govern England. His name was Thomas Wolsey, a clever man of humble origins. He was a cardinal of the church. Henry desperately wanted an heir to the Tudor throne. Early in 1511, Catherine gave birth to a son. There were great celebrations, but the little prince died after 2 months. King Henry was very disappointed.